Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello, hello. Welcome to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse, and I'm part of your hosting duo today. I also have Caroline in studio. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Caroline is here. This is her second day as our, I don't know, intern?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I could say so. Okay.
You're here from Germany.
Right.
Where in Germany are you joining us from?
It's a rather small town close to Cologne. So, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Hahn.
Hahn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you come straight from there to here, or did you have stops in between?
No, I actually flew from Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
Straight into Vancouver.
And you've been here for a week or so?
Yeah, roughly.
Just
roughly
getting your feet wet, breathing in the smoke.
Yeah, getting settled in.
Yeah. Any first impressions?
I really feel like it's a diverse city, which is very beautiful, but does have its ups and downs, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot going on for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit more. Just wanted to introduce you, the listener, to Caroline. You're going to be doing a show eventually. You're going to be on the radio doing some talk stuff. And today on the show, I do have to present my regrets. There was a technical issue, so our World Media in English segment will instead air next week. Something happened to the upload, which may just have been that I did it incorrectly, but I'm going to blame technology for the time being anyway. So we're going to hear eventually one of my favorite bits of audio that we get to play here, and that's an episode of Please Save the Space Bees, which is a radio drama produced by some of CJSF's own best and brightest that is funny and entertaining and even a little bit scary at times. So that's coming up. But first, we'll do a little bit of music. And again, we're going to go back to one of my favorites that I've played here on the show before. Geist are a local, I was going to call them alt-country band, but I had them on my other show, the Vancouver Mixtape. And we talked about that, and it seems more like the album Hurricane Gold is an alt-country album, and they are just whatever kind of music they want to make, whatever might come out at a given time. So it's cool stuff. We've had them here for a Studio 6 live session that is in the works, in the post-production pipeline. So maybe this will tide you over. This is the title track off of that album, Hurricane Gold by Geist. We'll be right back.
the playing of the game. Well, I need to be the furthest one away to
artist, band, or record label. We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Hey, welcome back to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. What does campus community radio mean? It means that you, if you're interested, can come and hang out and make radio just like us. Our station is open to anyone in the community, whether you're a student here at SFU or another institution or not a student at all. We have plenty of members who have no other affiliation to the university community except that they come and make a radio show appear at the station. But also, you don't just have to make a radio show here. There's lots of different ways to participate in the station. We need people to handle the back-end tech stuff. If you're into computers and IT, we need people to edit together PSAs and public service announcements and station IDs and other bits of audio that you might have heard, like that ad for the Earshot distro you just heard. We need people to help with promoting the station, particularly because right now, as you are probably aware, Bill C-18 is making it very difficult, if not impossible, for Canadian news organizations to get their content to their audiences through Facebook and Instagram, the Meta services, and campus community radio stations across the country, including your one and only CJSF, have been labeled as news organizations for those purposes, and so we can't send you our stuff on any Meta-controlled platform, which makes a big difference to our operations in terms of organizing events and just sharing our work with you. So if you want to get involved with the station and help us solve that problem, you can always pop by the station in the Student Union building of SFU's Burnaby campus. We're on the basement floor, room 1420. Or you can email our volunteer coordinator, Juju, at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. That's vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. Come get involved, and we'll give you all the training you need or want, and we'll help you get up and running, and you can help us continue to make radio. Caroline, I'm interested. Is there campus community radio in Germany that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I guess there are a few stations that are run by, like, a community campus, but not that I know of.
Yeah. I wonder because, there are, before I moved here to Vancouver, I guess I was sort of, like, aware of the existence of community radio, but right. I don't know beyond, there's a specific station in Alberta called CKUA that is a community station, but has a much sort of bigger cultural footprint than the average college community radio station. Yeah. I never really thought of it as a place that I could go and make radio and participate until I started walking past the station every day, when I was going to school here. And it's pretty cool to have a place to just come and be forced to jump on the radio within minutes of entering the station, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. Okay, we are going to keep things rolling because the episode of Please Save the Space Bees that we're going to play is almost 40 minutes long, and we've only got 46 minutes left. So we're going to get right into, as I said, episode one of Please Save the Space Bees. You can find out more about this project and listen to the continuation, the second and third episodes, at darkmatterpodcasts.com. I think it's .com. You can just look up Dark Matter Podcasts as you hear me doing the typing in the background, and you'll find all the info you need. They're great, and maybe don't look up Dark Matter. Oh, yeah, there it is. On SoundCloud, Dark Matter Podcasts. You can find the rest of the Space Bees saga. But for now, here's episode one. And have fun. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Omnicorp Presents. I'm your host, Ashley Nova. And tonight, we've got a special guest. Come on in here, Wiggles.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Oh, wow, they love you.
Hey, Ash.
You might know my friend Wiggles here from the OmniFriends Super Magical Expression Hour, but tonight, Wiggles, you're here to promote your new show.
Oh, I sure am, Ash. My new show is called the Omni Fun Meal Yum Yum Cooking Hour, and it premieres later this month on OmniStream Premium.
I can't wait to check it out. While you're here, Wiggles, how about you help me out?
Yeah, okay.
Tonight, Omnicorp Presents is starting a new series. Tonight, dear viewers, we're going to tell you a titanic tale of sci-fi, lust, love, and revenge. This story's really got it all. A troubled bartender with a tragic past.
Uh-oh!
An unstoppable police officer.
Oh, yeah!
a beautiful but dangerous corporate spy.
Ooh.
A nefarious agent of the rebellion.
A bunch of losers, huh?
Yeah, get a job, right?
Yeah. Freeloaders, huh?
Yeah, right. We've also got our dedicated Omnicorp lawyers.
Yeah!
And a handsome stranger. Ooh, hey, hi. Backstage in about an hour.
Ash.
And more. Our tale begins somewhere far in the future. The human race has conquered the known universe.
Oh, Omnicorp has become the galaxy's favorite corporation. We sell you everything from ultra-soft baby wipes to super-fast spaceships.
We sure do, Wiggles. When our story begins, Omnicorp has maximized our influence across the entire galaxy.
And we're always looking to do better. In fact, as we speak, we are searching the cosmos for new planets to terraform.
Have you heard what's happening to the space bees? They're dying!
So we can create fantastic new worlds for people like you and me to live in.
Stop giggling! This is not a joke! Every planet Omnicorp has terraformed has ended up a toxic waste dump. Omnicorp is evil! No, wait! Let go!
Who's that weird lady?
Hey, no! The truth! Will come out!
Hey, can someone take care of that little troublemaker over there?
Get your hands off me! Death to Omnicorp! Hey! Long live the rebellion! Ha! You missed me, Omnicorp zombies!
Is she, yeah, good. She's gone. Okay. Are you okay there, Wiggles?
Oh, I'm sad, Ash. Oh, why do some people have to be so mean?
I guess there's just some people out there who want to ruin things for everybody else. Here, come on and give me a hug there, little buddy.
Okay, Ash.
Yeah, you feeling any better now?
Now I do. Thanks.
Now, as I was saying, our terrific tale of sci-fi, lust, love, and revenge takes place in the future. New technologies have become a part of everyday life.
Omnicorp innovated a completely new type of smartphone, the Omnicron series. This smartphone is on a whole new level. It's an implant and a sentient computer.
That's right. This mini Marvel can be programmed to be your helper, your servant, your best friend, or even your lover, if you got the 12.
Whatever you say.
Okay, so buckle up your seatbelts, friends. We're ready to begin. Picture yourself in a dive bar, a hangout for the worst society has to offer, an outpost on the edge of the known universe.
Hugo. Oh, Hugo.
Oh, hey, Gert. What can I get you?
Ooh. You covered in milky sauce. Kidding. The regular.
You got it, Gert.
Hey, Hugo. Hugo.
Oh, hey, Narc.
Yeah, I got some blue cubit. Had me on my ass for a full winter cycle. Wanna do some tonight?
I can't. I'm working, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Hit me up later.
All right, sure. Later, dude.
Excuse me, Bottoman?
Oh, well, hello.
I'm looking for, certain supplies.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely hook you up.
I can pay cash.
Sure. Whatever you need.
Ah, here it is. The local watering hole. I always trust you to find the boss,
Ooh. It looks dangerous.
A handsome stranger.
Okay. Be nice, everybody.
Excuse me. I need the washroom.
Hey, wait.
Goodbye.
Seriously, who the f*** are these new guys?
I hope it's okay that we left our shuttle parked there.
Who in this shit town is going to tell you what to do, sir?
You didn't land on anyone this time, did you? I don't want to have to deal with that again.
Rest assured, sir, I didn't land on any body that anyone else will miss, sir.
Look at that, Hugo. Money just walked in the bar. Think you'll want any clue guts?
Zix, don't bother my customers.
I can't believe that we came all the way out here for this.
Don't you remember him, the disgraced cop?
No, sir, that must have been before my time with you.
Ah, yes, your previous life.
Yes, my previous life.
Hugo, you've got some competition for the handsomest man in the bar now.
Hello, barkeep.
Ah, welcome, travelers.
Well, thank you. I don't often get out this far. What do you call this marvelous place?
I believe it's called the Antares 3 Outpost Cantina, sir.
Around here, we just call it the End.
Right. We're almost on the edge of the known galaxy.
Well, we like it out here. So what can I get you to?
Do you have anything that tastes like the last gasps of despair?
Huh?
Ignore him. He won't be having anything. He's driving.
Yes, sir.
You know, I feel like a Cygnus 7 ale. I'm no barman, but believe me, binary stars add a very distinct aftertaste.
We don't have anything fancy like that around here.
Right. Of course. What would you recommend?
You know, I think you're a man after my own taste.
If only he knew.
Yeah. I'm gonna dig into my secret stash here for this. Voila.
Interesting bottle. What is it?
Andarian ale.
Andarian ale.
Drink enough of this, and you'll see stars on the ceiling. And it'll turn your piss blue.
Amazing. Then pour me two.
It turned your shit blue, too, dude. Remember that? Ow!
Hey, enough of that. He just likes to be a part of the communication.
Oh, you've got an implant. Let's see. Ah, good. It's still an Omicron.
Today's the day, right, Mom?
Yes, this is your big day, kiddo. You get your very own Omicron.
Yay!
I'm so proud of you.
Is this gonna hurt, Mom? I mean, I want my very own Omicron, but...
Everything's gonna be fine, sweetie. The patented and safe Omnicore implanting process is nothing to worry about.
Really?
Yes, you silly. Just one quick zap, and then all done.
Ooh, that didn't hurt at all.
And now your Omnicron is part of you.
Wiggles? Yay! You're my favorite!
And yes, parents, you can program any Omnicrom to be one of over 5,000 characters from your child's favorite OmniStream premium shows.
Hello, new best friend!
Ooh, you're in my head now?
Sort of. Oh, think of the fun we'll have together forever.
Okay, yeah!
The Omnicore parental protection programs let me know my child's location 24/7. And you can even eavesdrop to make sure your child is always behaving.
Psst. Hey, Wiggles, will you do my homework?
Hey there, not so fast.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll make sure your darling child gets all his homework done. It'll be fun. Get to work.
Okay.
Thanks, Omicron. And thanks, Wiggles.
It seems like everyone has an Omicron these days. You can't escape them.
Yeah, dude. He calls me little buddy. I'm an Omicron implant, version 5.
Enough. No more speakerphone.
Ow. Okay, dude.
You seem to have a rather complicated relationship with your implant.
Yeah, it's only a 5 and it's a bit glitchy.
Stop hitting me!
I haven't been able to get it fixed.
I prefer human helpers myself. I guess you could call me old school.
Well, yes, you certainly could, sir.
Why don't you go watch the shuttle?
Yes, sir, I'll leave you to it then.
So let's cheers!
Cheers!
Ah... Now that's some good Andarian ale.
I know, right?
I'll tell you, I'm here on other business, but I'm glad I got to have a drink with you.
Really?
Yeah, Hugo, right? I remember you from my newsfeed a few years ago.
Okay, buddy. I don't talk about that.
I don't blame you.
Enjoy your drink.
Wait, I just wanted to say, it was wrong that they forced you to resign.
Thanks.
Come on. Have another drink on me. My bye. Do a shot with me.
Okay.
You deserve it.
Thanks. I really appreciate that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah,
I can only imagine what it must have been like to go through that.
Yeah, it was a really dark time in my life.
Something like that could really make a guy hate the world.
Yeah, but there's not much of a chance to be a hero out here. So I try to take care of my people.
Okay, maybe we can work together then.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Have you heard about the space bees?
No.
They're all dying. Here, watch this.
Here's the vid Buddy here sent you.
Bee colonies on new Omnicorp settlements have been dying off at an unprecedented rate, up to 30% per year.
How come I haven't heard of this?
Dude, you never watch news feeds. It's all Regellian porn. Ow!
Shut it!
Scientists have been looking for a cause in the usual culprits, ultraviolet light, galaxy mites, Omnicorp pollution.
The rest isn't important, but have you heard of her?
In breaking Omnicorp news, former Omnicorp scientist and corporate whistleblower is missing following an explosive press conference.
Omnicorp pollution is behind the death of the bees, and I can prove it!
Yo, dude, she looks a lot like your... Ow!
I know! Shut up!
Her name is Layla Nehru. She's disappeared from all the feeds. Rumor is that she's hiding somewhere out here, hiding from Omnicorp.
So you're here to find her?
No, no. I'm a speculative land developer. I'm out here trying to find and purchase the next planet Omnicorp will decide to terraform.
That sounds like it could be a nice living.
It can be, if you get lucky. I don't like what's happening with the bees. It ruins my land value when the ecology collapses.
Yeah?
If she's here, I'm pretty sure a guy with your experience could find her.
I mean, I have a few connections.
Plus, she could be in danger. You used to be a cop. You could handle it.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I'm not a police officer. I'm not even that political. I'm just a struggling businessman. What's happening with the bees, though? The truth needs to come out.
This is starting to sound like an offer.
Yeah, I guess it is. Sure, I can give you a parcel of land somewhere out here. Working in this bar can't pay very much.
Nice. He had to negotiate with an older lady customer this month to cover rent. Ow!
Shut up, buddy. I'm negotiating here.
So, will you do it?
Stranger, you got yourself a deal.
Great. I'll drink to that. Two more marvelous and Darien ales.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah, so what else do you have in that secret stash of yours?
Ew, look at all these drunk Venusians passed out on the street.
Or strung out on Blue Cube. It's so depressing.
Are we even going in the right direction?
I think it's over here.
Keep walking south down Saturn Boulevard towards the Antares 3 police station.
This way?
Ugh, I think I just stepped in vomit.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yep, it's puke.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh, no, I really loved these shoes.
You have arrived at the Antares 3 police station.
Oh, we're here.
Are you sure? There's not even a sign.
You have arrived at the Antares 3 police station.
We're definitely here. How does the local police precinct not have a sign? Hello?
Oh, these shoes are completely ruined. They were brand new.
Jeez, is anybody home?
What?
Hey,